This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We are here tonight in studio with you. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
With Sour Grapes Mark, who is here to talk about how disappointed he is in some of the lack of activism.
Remember when the Freeze Day Project, I remember.
So Mark, you were sharing with us, or you're about to share with us, a conversation you had with the president of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. You had made a statement to the effect of, something about 400 activists?
If we could double the amount of people involved in political activism here in New Hampshire, I said to about 400, suggesting that doubling.
There are about 200.
About 200. I was trying to be generous.
Sure, that'd be about 10% of the purported movers for the Free State
Project.
Yeah,
it would be less than 10%. The doubled number, the 400, would be less than the...
True.
Not the movers, but the in-state number.
Okay.
Including friends. So, you know, the Free State Project has trotted out this number, 4,600 friends and
friends of the Free State Project are just people who said, I like this. That the friends aren't people who are pledged to do activism, are they?
They took the time to go on the website and sign up as a friend. You, I think they signed the pledge, but if they didn't sign the pledge, they at least saw the pledge.
It's not the same thing as people who've moved across the country to
activism. Can say is, the organization, which I prefer not to name, the Free State Project, we pretty much support the Shire Society here, which is much more decentralized, but we have no numbers.
The Shire Society is a decentralized, there's no board of directors, it's just a, hey, you care about liberty, you should move to New Hampshire here, you can sign this declaration, it's like a declaration of independence, but we're not collecting any official records on you.
Consequently, the FSP is trotting out this number, the 4,600 number. I have heard people, from the FSP or close to the FSP use this number, 4,600. So this 400 would be 10% of the people that are claimed to be in state and at least active enough to go on a website and click something.
That ain't saying much.
No, it isn't. And that's kind of the problem, right? Like, that's what my frustration, where my frustration lies is that... we took a pledge and we said we were going to do stuff. Anyway, I was saying there's about 200 people that are active, and then Paul Best says, if we had 400 dedicated, even better, dedicated, educated, and savvy political activists in New Hampshire, now he doesn't address how many we have, we'd have more than the Dems and Republicans put together. I think any person... With the system experience would agree it would be a complete game changer.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's fair to say that most of the political accomplishments that we've seen on any given issue were spearheaded by maybe half a dozen people or fewer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I believe that. And we've had some amazing success stories here.
Yeah.
We've had wonderful political successes with people being elected to office and then stopping big government stuff from being passed, even passing, some repeals of existing big government stuff. So, there's been some amazing, unprecedented successes. And he's right. A small, dedicated crew of people can make an impact here in New Hampshire.
Imagine if that half a dozen people that worked on those important issues that we've had throughout the year were, I don't know.
He was saying there was different dozens on the different issues.
Half a dozen. No, he said half a dozen.
On different issues. He wasn't saying it was all half
dozen. Issue was about a half a dozen
people
working on it.
But it's not all the same half dozen.
But in many cases, it was some of those same people.
Some of them, sure.
So what if, I don't know, in this fantastic world where there's 4,600 free staters, and then how many Shire Society participants and how many other people that are libertarians in the state, what if 24, 36?
Yeah, for sure. The more the merrier. 48
people were involved.
Again.
What's that?
Are you playing football again?
I'm just pointing out that it's just...
Yeah, that's what we need. We need more people up here so we can get those
people. It's crushingly demoralizing that there are 4,600 people and you can't get 1% of them to participate.
Well, you need to get used to it. That's just the way it goes,
There you
man.
Go. See, you're saying I'm jaded.
Yeah, you just said you're demoralized.
That's demoralized by what appear to be demoralizing numbers. You want me to be optimistic about crushingly demoralizing numbers.
You need to be optimistic not about what's happening now, about what's possible for the future. So we've had all this amazing success.
We've had 10 years.
It's just getting started, Mark. This is a lifetime project. The idea here is liberty in our lifetime. Lifetime for a lot of us is still ways to go. It takes a long time to change politics. It takes a long time to change the system. And if these few dozens of people have had the impact that is so significant that has already set New Hampshire apart from the rest of the other states, I agree with you. Imagine what it would be like if we had a few hundred dedicated activists here. And that's what it's, unfortunately, it's going to take thousands of movers to get a few hundred dedicated activists. That's just how life is. That's how this goes.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Yes, it is.
Imagine for a second I could get together a few of these newly minted Bitcoin millionaires that are out there,
yeah.
The Dash millionaires, the Ethereum millionaires, to purchase, I don't know, a decommissioned...
here we go, Johnson. Get ready for this. Have you heard this before?
I'm on the ocean,
go ahead, Mark.
Imagine if you could get one Bitcoin millionaire activist to pay a few people to actually go out and do activism. Done!
That's true. That's happened.
But the people always want to do the activism they want to do, and they want to get paid for it. There are people that do activism for pay. They're called lobbyists.
Liberty Lobby LLC.
But Liberty Lobby LLC stands in the face of many dozens of lobbyists at the state house.
Yeah, and he's doing a great job.
Go
ahead with your idea. You said you wanted to wait for Daryl, but I think Johnson is a fine person to do this idea with. So get a load of this, Johnson.
A cruise ship, a decommissioned cruise ship. You know, there's plenty of them for sale out there. They're for sale for between tens of millions of dollars on up. I think you can get... Yeah, I'd have to look at the websites, but there's plenty of them out there available for a great deal of, it's going to take some money to do. You get a decommissioned cruise ship, one that, you know, it's just not as snazzy as the old ones were, and you do a refurb on it, you outfit it, you take it around, you get some people. Look, wouldn't it be awesome to have an apartment in a cruise ship, and maybe several of these Bitcoin millionaire types could have this apartment, then you could have little berths for sale or rent to other libertarian types, and you have your libertarian paradise right now on the water. There are libertarian libertarian communities currently. They are cruise ships. They exist, and they are private. They are private societies.
So, have you heard, Ian, of the movie Speed 2?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Speed 2?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the main premise of Speed 2 was versus Speed 1?
It was on a boat.
Right, it was on a boat. So this sounds
Willem
like
Dafoe.
Chile 2! And just like Speed 2,
you have
just
to explain
that.
You have to explain the joke, because not everybody knows what Gulp. Chilling.
Oh, they could Google it. And there's a Wikipedia entry. The way
Sarah doesn't Google, though. So think about our people who don't Google.
Sarah isn't concerned about
Gulch,
it unless,
Gulch, Chile was
unless
a scam.
It's Gulch Gulch Chile Traffic Edition.
Gulch Gulch was a... you had to buy into this land
you
thing
land.
With a bunch of libertarians, and somebody ran off with some money, apparently.
Yep, they did. I would not... be involved in something that people would be running off with money for. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Do they have cruise ships? I'm asking a question, gentlemen.
Do cruise ships exist?
Cruise companies have cruise ships.
On
yes.
the planet Earth, are there currently circling dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds
sure.
of cruise ships?
Yeah.
Okay, cruise
yeah.
ships exist.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about spaceships.
No.
We're not talking about
no.
setting up in the asteroid belt.
You could do this.
Okay. So, and
I don't know if anybody's going to buy into it.
Are those cruise ships? I don't need that many. There are 4,600 people that were willing to move to.
How many people are you going to need to staff the cruise ship?
How many people staff cruise ships currently?
I don't know, but it seems like a lot. When I was.
It's possible to run this business, is it not?
It's possible.
Yeah.
How probable it is another question. How likely you'll be successful at even raising the money to do this is another
raising
question.
Raising money is what I do for a living.
Uh-huh.
I'm building an orphanage right now in Uganda, am I not?
Yeah, and you're scraping to try to get a couple thousand dollars.
I'm not scraping. Everything's going fine. We just sent another money, you know, and some more money.
Okay, that's good to know.
It took me two days.
More coming up here, 855-450, free, Free Talk Live.
Thought you'd like to flip houses, but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves by bringing up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, Johnson is going to tell us about how much it costs to keep somebody in a prison cell in California. You might be shocked at how expensive. I mean, you probably already knew it was a lot of money, but It's a lot more than you might have thought. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, is 855-450. Free like freedom here on Free Talk Live. Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio. And Mark, you were talking about fundraising, and I was teasing you saying that you want to raise money for a cruise ship. Well, you're having enough of a time raising money to help build a an orphanage, which is going to be a lot less in total cost than buying a cruise ship.
It sure is a lot less.
And
about
so,
$22,000 total to build this orphanage.
But you've got some good news. You have been successful in chunks in raising this. You haven't raised it all at once.
Well, I don't want to send the money over all at once.
That makes sense. You want to see progress, make sure that it's not, you know, going up someone's nose.
You can... That's not happening.
Yeah.
So I can see, I saw a foundation go in. First, I saw 60,000 bricks. Before I asked my listeners for anything, I saw a man put together 60,000 mud-made, kiln-fired bricks. And I'm like, okay, we're talking to somebody who's dedicated. I sent over a preacher man to make sure that everything's on the legit up and up. Mm-hmm. Some guy who'd never met him before in his life. And now that preacher man's involved.
Was he the only one who could ever reach you?
And so the project...
Wasn't that the son of the preacher man?
It was the son of a preacher man.
The man who's running the orphanage is young enough to be the son of the preacher man. So, yeah, anyway, before I asked for any money, I made sure everything was good and checked out. Now we currently have a foundation that's in place. We have some concrete stairs that are going in. We have half of the wall up to the second floor. We need to complete, we need to get more cement, more concrete. I'm not even sure.
Did anyone ever answer the question about why we're putting the bricks sideways?
Why
this, to like brick different style?
Than the other? Yeah. No, I never saw. I never asked that question. Why they made?
Well, I thought it was asked on the Facebook forum. I brought it up, and I was just wondering if anybody ever was like, "Yeah, we do it because of this." Like,
well, no, they didn't. Okay. I couldn't say the guy. I don't know. I don't know their building techniques.
Because it looked straight. Well, it was strange because it was right next to a building where it had normal bricks.
It was like a normal brick.
Like by normal brick, I mean. Like where the bricks either have holes in them, because a lot of bricks have holes in them, you know, like the, because these are, the homemade kiln fired bricks or whatever.
They are.
So they don't have the, some bricks have literally a round hole for rebar to go through,
like
right?
Like three of them. I don't know what it's for, but it certainly makes it so you need less brick material.
To do them sideways.
To make them.
Right.
If they have holes in them. So I don't know what the answer is as to why they did that. But anyway, we now have raised the $2,500 that we needed to get started, bring the workmen back, get some more supplies. That should be begun in the morning. Now they're 7 hours ahead of us, so they'll be doing all that stuff while we're still sleeping. And I do have an interview, hopefully, that I'll get done tomorrow with Mr. Saul, the preacher man. And
is that going to be on Edgington Post?
On the Edgington Post,
okay,
yeah.
Which people can subscribe to over at our feeds. You go to feeds.freetalklive.com. If you're already subscribed to our main podcast, the Edgington Post is delivered as part of that. But if you wanted to just specifically subscribe to Edgington Post, you may do that. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. So you raised some money. Thanks to the help of Cell 411 and Jax.io for they were doubling or I guess
they
matching
are
twice, so tripling is effectively everyone's donation.
Yep. So every donation that is brought in, every $1 brought in, they both give $1. That's
right.
Making
so one
it $3
is three.
Tripling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tripling.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep. So that's where we're at right now. I still need to get another $1,500 in order to get the roof on completely.
So you're still raising money, then we still need some.
Oh
help.
Yeah, and then then there's got to be plumbing. Then there's got to be electric. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some other things that go in place here. I mean, currently these orphans, there's about 40 of them. They're sleeping in a dark room that has no electricity. They're laying on the floor, head to toe. That's where they're sleeping.
Sounds like prison.
Well, I mean, they don't have a lot of
this
choices.
This is a big upgrade. Then.
They're happy. By the way, every time I get a video, and the way they send the videos, it's very difficult to post them and that sort of thing. But every time I get a video, they're singing and happy. They just got some school books. These kids were elated to get school books, pens, and paper.
Are you having trouble posting the videos? You can ask me about that, and I'll see if I can help you.
Yeah,
you haven't told me what the problem
I haven't
is.
Tried. I mean, I get such a quantity of videos.
I see.
And
pick the best one, and you should probably share that on Facebook or something like
on
that.
On the Free Talk Live page or online
wherever.
Or what?
Wherever. Free Talk Live's going to get it more views.
You think?
there's 90,000 people who like the page. If you get 1% of them, then, you know, that's something.
Yeah, but they throttle pages.
I understand that. Facebook sucks.
Yeah, I can put it on our page and then share it through mine, I guess.
Anyway, hope.freetalklive.com is where you can go. Your donations will be tripled thanks to the generosity.
I just need to raise $500, and then I got my $1,500.
There you go.
And
that's doable.
Yeah, that's
very doable.
Very
so,
doable.
Like, that's within your purview.
Well, people are generally giving, my donations are coming in at $10, $25, yeah. $100.
Right.
And then I have had one guy, God bless him, $500.
That's awesome. Now, that's doable. You're doing a great job with that. And thanks to all of our listeners who've stepped up to help out. And, of course, Jax and Cell 411 for stepping up to triple.
Obviously, they're giving significantly more because they're,
That's an incredibly generous thing. And it helps to get people to donate if they know their money's going to be tripled in value when they do it. That's awesome. But you're likely going to have more of a tough time raising money to buy a used cruise ship, repair the cruise ship, hire a crew of people. I mean, Johnson, have you ever been on a cruise before?
No, I have not.
I was on when I was like maybe 12, 13, somewhere in that range. My parents took me and my sister on a couple of cruises over maybe like a couple, 2 or 3 years. And there are a lot of people on that cruise ship. Now, obviously,
you wouldn't need as many.
You could pare down the crew, no doubt about it. But you're still going to need however many people that need to be there to, like, run the engine compartment and be able to fix stuff that breaks and, actually navigate the ship. And, all the running of the ship crew probably still needs to stay pretty on, par. You would be able to cut from the service crew. Because as if this is just going to be a place where people live, they don't have to have, servants running here and there and, getting drinks for you or whatever. So you could probably cut down on the wait staff, for instance. You're probably still going to need to have...
And the house cleaners.
Yes, you probably need to still have some cleaning. But so, yeah, you'd be able to cut it down.
You're
going to
need people to fix the boat.
You're talking about millions of dollars here, right?
In personnel costs?
I don't know. All of it.
I'm sure all of it, yeah. So it's not like I'm reinventing the wheel by any stretch of the imagination talking about a cruise ship where libertarians, and it would probably have to be ones that are of means, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't necessarily have to be rich to do this, but you could.
Yeah, you pretty much would.
You could have a berth and do, at probably a pretty reasonable cost.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I haven't been able to crunch the numbers, but I'm guessing that you probably, currently, you can go on a cruise for $1,000 a week for a sort of interior berth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you think the average person spends $4,000 a month on their rent?
No, I don't. Okay. But I think that they probably... That
you have to be pretty wealthy to afford that.
Many people are spending $1,500 a month, so... And this would provide electricity and those other things. So I'm figuring, that probably gets you to $2,000.
So you've got to...
So probably double what they're used to spending, but...
You've got to find rich libertarians...
I don't think rich is the right term.
You've got to find pretty wealthy libertarians to be able to bankroll this, first and foremost.
Oh, yeah.
And then more wealthy libertarians to be able to live on the thing. You're saying this is going to be easy? We'll get your opinions here if you want to weigh in. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, you bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. We do have the Free Talk Live AMP program, which is a way for you to get behind the show for $5 a month and help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. It's $5 a month. You get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials that our normal podcast does. And we've also got the AMP-only Facebook group. Plus, if you're on the Shire Forum at forum.shiresociety.com, then you can get an AMP badge that will make you obviously a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get a cool little badge over your user picture over at forum. Actually, go to forum.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to the Free Talk Live section of that forum. But anyway, go to the AMP page at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with Bitcoin or PayPal or one of the big credit cards over at AMP. AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's bring Troy into this conversation about Mark's fantasy ship, his fantasy liberty ship that he's revealing for the first time on the air here, I believe.
Ian talks about a program where it takes liberty in your lifetime. I propose a program where it takes liberty in a couple of years.
All right. So, Troy, what do you want to share?
Brilliant, Mark. It's a brilliant idea.
Hang on a second there. We got you're way overblown. I think our board op might have you turned up a little bit too high. It's probably not your fault. Try again.
It's a brilliant idea, Mark. Yep. I guess if you had entry points of I assume the 80-20 principle, you could have 20% of the people pay 80% of the money toward it.
Yeah, probably.
There's a lot of people making money in Bitcoin and Ethereum and even Steam and things like that. Everything's going up right now, and they should be able to find some libertarians with some money that want to do this. My one piece of advice is to make sure you have a lot of beautiful women and staff. That'll get the libertarian.
That's what my thought was.
Because otherwise it's going to be a sausage fest.
You go to Ukraine and you know...
I was thinking Ukrainians too. That's crazy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Ukraine, there's a few different countries over there in sort of Eastern Europe that, you know, they just don't make a lot of money. You make offers for, you know, good pay. Obviously, the casino is going to need dealers. You're going to need, you know, people to run restaurants and things like that. These are great opportunities for gals to, you know, meet some, I don't know, maybe there'll be some single libertarians in the boat. There's certainly single male libertarians every place else. So that was one of the ideas to make this this work. And this is Ian with his constant pummeling, like, a cruise ship will never work. I can't believe, this is crazy. Right, this whole thing never even gives me the opportunity to say, is like, you know, libertarians are like other people. They like the notion of living in a, you know, living in a place that has a brand new, gorgeous view every single day, where you can travel without never leaving your house, where you can have internet connectivity by using satellite uplinks. I think you'd probably have a problem with Skype.
That's sucky internet.
It is sucky internet, Ian. Yeah. You can have your little 1880s built house here in Key, New Hampshire, with your 30 up and your 30 down, and you can go bother the cops, and you can fight with the bureaucrats in Concord, and you can spend your lifetime trying to make liberty, or you can pick up and have slightly diminished latency in your internet and actually have liberty right now. So the question is whether you're committed to fighting politicians or committed to actually having liberty.
You're going to be going into ports with all kinds of different governments, right?
That's a really great point.
Yeah.
The governments might be able to shake down the ship, right?
That doesn't sound like freedom.
You could call ahead and you know, only go to ports where they're going to be welcoming to you. I've never, and I looked, you brought this up off the air at one point, I've never found a story of where a cruise ship has been shaken down in whole. I have found situations where they put sort of drug-sniffing dogs on the people who come out of the cruise ship, mm-hmm. and then if they smell the drugs and they go back to their room to perhaps find more or something mm-hmm. to that effect. I would recommend that if you were on a cruise ship and you managed to sneak some drugs aboard, that you do not carry them on shore into a new country, because that's going to go poorly.
Okay.
But other than that, that's the best I've been able to find. And it's not great. You could sit out in international waters and just fly helicopters in and out, but that's going to be significantly more expensive. You could bring ships that go in and out, you know, in order to not go within 12 miles of the international border or whatever. These are possibilities if your sanctity is really important to you, but I would think that these libertarians would probably want to go to different ports. Oh, let's go to the Grecian Isles. Let's go to, you know, southern France. Let's go see the really amazing things in the South Pacific.
So, Troy, you sound like you're into this.
Yeah, I'm very interested in it, actually. I'm not a Bitcoin millionaire, but, you know, well, we should be, though, Ian, because we should have, I don't know, I should be by now anyway. I was just stupid, but insisted on buying silver instead of Bitcoin. But I think there'd be a lot of people in the entry point of, you know, $10,000, which I know isn't a lot of money, but just for the smallest, I think ideally I would like to see that entry point of a $10,000 unit just kind of bare minimum.
That would certainly keep out the riffraff, wouldn't it?
$10,000 would be for what?
Probably a bed.
The smallest
for a year?
A
month?
No, you just
he's saying like a buy and condo situation.
Yeah,
you'd own it, but then you'd have to pay like a fee, right, per month to pay all the staff to run the ship.
There would certainly be some kind of homeowner's fee in order to run things.
Johnson is in one of these condo associations, so it'd be kind of like that. Would be the idea.
I would presume there would have to be something like that.
Yeah.
Fuel isn't free, you know.
No, and the staff's not going to be cheap.
Well, I don't think you. The only staff you're going to need is the pilots. You know, the basically people who drive the boat.
Yeah.
And the people who fix the boat.
Yeah.
Other than that, you would be paying for restaurant services. You would. I mean, this is going to be a libertarian boat. Mm-hmm. This, you know, tan snaffle. Nothing's for free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Is what that stands for.
Isn't. Of course, this idea has been talked about before. Freedom Ship, Oceana. Yep. There's been.
So wait, this isn't the first time someone's come up with this?
No, sadly, the first one was hit by a hurricane and swamp.
There's timing. Timing is everything. And now we have a huge market cap and all these cryptocurrencies and owned by libertarians, and timing is it. And if you. Yep. You can do that. Yeah.
Why don't you call it the crypto ship, Mark, instead of libertarian or whatever?
I didn't call it anything.
It would be the first time where, like, you know, basically when they would go out, right, the pirates would board the boat, and they would force people at gunpoint to give up their Bitcoin.
Their Bitcoin keys.
Yeah, where are these pirates? Where are these pirates?
Somalia.
Okay, you don't go to the Horn of Africa if you've got a boat. And if you do, it's well armed.
All right.
Now, that's a good question. On this boat, would people be able to carry weapons? And if so, why would they want to carry weapons? Is it against the other people that are on the boat? Or is it the case, you know, the unlikely circumstance, unless you're off the Horn of Africa, that pirates board the boat?
Well, libertarians love weapons, so I imagine they would want to do that.
Yeah, I can tell you that no other cruise ship allows that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'd
that's
be something.
They've got drunken passengers all over the place.
Yeah, sounds like a good reason not to have them. You know, I just kind of feel like. Firearms may not be a really great idea aboard the ship, like they should be kept in some kind of locker in case of boarding.
Johnson, I mean, this is your first time hearing Mark's pitch. I mean, what's your initial reaction?
Insanity.
Why?
I just am not, you know, I think it's a great idea for example, Google was attempting to do this, you know, offshore of California to, you know, be in international waters to run certain business transactions and whatnot, but as a way of life and living, I think it's a terrible idea.
You're just saying it's not attractive to you, or that you don't think it would be
attractive to enough people? Maybe it could be attractive to enough people.
How many people take cruises every single year? I mean, I don't know, but it's got to be millions.
Yeah, for a few days of vacation.
Apparently, they like it. They're getting away from their humdrum life in order to get on a cruise ship.
Now they can have their humdrum life on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Supposedly, it would be better.
Hey, Troy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Is this insanity? It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We're on here with Captain Mark. He wants to put a boat together with
sailing Mark
and sail all around the world.
Commodore Mark.
First he wanted to buy a campground, and then that didn't really work out. So he bought a boat, and that didn't really work out the way he wanted it to. And so now he's moving on to a bigger boat. And so, you know, so we've talked, teased you a little bit about your midlife crisis here, Mark, where you wanted to be on the air, then you didn't want to be on the air, then you wanted to be on the air again. You bought a boat, you didn't really like the experience. You still have the boat. Now you want to get a big boat, and it's going to be a Liberty cruise ship.
I think you're a little unfair to be on the air thing. I mean, that's negotiations between you and I that have existed, but I'm not going to drag all your laundry out on it.
I'm not the one with a midlife crisis, man.
I understand. You're calling it a midlife crisis, and I don't think that's completely unfair, Ian, but have I not talked about the idea of a Liberty cruise ship for years on the air?
No, I don't recall talking about this on the air.
Absolutely have. Let me see if I can, drum back.
I don't recall that.
Yep, absolutely have. Because I pointed out that we already have private societies. They're called cruise ships.
You talked about the...
There was a sea lion.
Sea whatever it was.
Yeah, there was a sea lion.
Sea steaders.
Yep. And
you wanted to build a...
The sea steaders originally were gifted a cruise ship.
No. You wanted to build like a big platform. That was what you were talking about before in the air.
No.
I thought you wanted to do like a big old platform that would then hook up to other platforms. That wasn't
That's
a thing?
That's the seasteading idea. And this is where Patry Freeman and I break ways. Because I don't, somebody has to go and they have to do the groundbreaking technology, which is the, in this case, the seasteading. And we'll see whether that works or whatever. I'm not interested in groundbreaking technology, Ian.
Okay.
I'm interested in cruise ships, of which there are hundreds on the water right now around the world. This is not crazy, not unusual.
Johnson says it's insane.
Not attainable. Well, I mean, I guess he's not my private market. He also has never been on a cruise ship.
Johnson is a successful, you know, person who can work remotely, so technically he is your target market. He's a libertarian who can work remotely at what he does.
I only need a couple of hundred people that would be on this boat. Currently, there is a boat called the World that is super opulent. I wouldn't be proposing something quite that opulent. If you want opulence, you can go ahead and outfit your cabin the way you, or I shouldn't say cabin, but your apartment, on-boat apartment, any way you want. I wouldn't be looking for that level of opulence. But the World currently has many. When I called and asked, they wanted to know my net worth before they would tell me
how
much
the price,
a condo would be. And I said, look, I probably don't have that kind of net worth, but I am a journalist, and I am kind of interested. And, I'm guessing that you can start buying in somewhere around, $2 to $5 million for a condo, and then some kind of association fee that is probably...
Hold on. Two to five million. Weren't you just talking about 10,000 with Troy?
He was talking about buying a bed.
Oh, a bed.
That's what he was talking about, a buy-in at a bed.
Okay, so you would have to share a room with somebody else would be the idea.
I would presume you would leave the steerage where the maids' quarters or whatever intact, and the people could work that out amongst themselves.
Hey, here's one for $13 million, Mark. A modern cruise ship, 1,400 passengers, China, 1986.
There you go. That's that sounds like a really good choice. $13 million.
$13.7 million.
I can find a small handful of Bitcoin millionaires that could put up that kind of money if they wanted to do it.
How many hard points does that ship have?
What's that?
How many hard points does that ship
have? What is a hard point?
Oh, for, missile mounts and Gatling guns and such.
That's,
are you saying that he's going to risk being attacked by governments of the world?
Maybe. And
why?
Pirates. And
why would I be attacked by pirates? People always say this about pirates. Where are these pirates? You can find out.
Did you say your ship is going to be populated primarily by like million and billionaires?
There are cruise ships are full of wealthy people, and currently has the World, which is full of millionaires right now, has it been hijacked? I think we find out about that.
That one ship.
This would be one ship, Johnson.
Right.
If you go online, you can find a map of the incidents of piracy in the last 5 years, and you'll find they're almost entirely concentrated around the Horn of Africa, and that, that's something you would probably try to avoid.
Well, I think that this is a crazy idea, but the world needs crazy ideas, and they need the crazy people who are going to take the time and effort and money and, give this a concept a shot. I don't think it's a terrible idea, Mark. I think that it's something that maybe you could accomplish. $13 million, okay, maybe you could find a billionaire who's a Bitcoin person to front some money up for something like that. I think that seems like it would be doable. Whether or not you can actually find enough people to populate this ship is another question entirely, and there's really only one way to find out, and that's to kind of put it out there and try to collect the investors and pre-buy-ins or however you would go about doing that.
I wouldn't even move forward with this until I got your assent that you would be willing to move onto the boat.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Half
See,
a year.
I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to be creating this on the basis of whether Ian Freeman's going to be involved or not. Because
you take Free Talk Live with you, and this is one of the things you do. Like Free Talk Live is a New Hampshire show, Mark. You couldn't possibly do that from any place but New Hampshire, and so therefore, since Free Talk Live is important to me, additional life stream would have to be incorporate something like that in. So this isn't my idea. Isn't my idea until I get close on that, and I don't know that that's the right thing for us to be doing.
Yeah, I can't
at this moment.
Awesome. So there's an article from CruiseCritic.com titled "Pirates Then and Now."
Hmm.
Could pirates attack my cruise ship? And documents a few times where it has, in fact, taken place.
Mm. Wow.
As recently as 2005 is one of the ones that they were documenting here. I mean, 2008, 2009, 2011, 2012. There's so, been some attempts. There's been some several unsuccessful attempts.
I think the best thing that if you wanted a anti-piracy weapon is that you should mount, and you could probably mount four of these water cannons. They would suck the salt water up from the from there, and basically they're fire hoses. There's nothing in, you know, nothing impressive. This isn't crazy technology. Mm-hmm. And then you just douse the pirates with water, unless they you know, I mean, a rocket propelled.
And they douse you with a machine gun.
What do you think a machine gun's going to do to the side of a metal boat? I mean,
what'll it do to the person firing the gun or the water gun?
If they get, you wouldn't be standing next to it. This isn't Road Warrior, you moron.
Well, you've got an automated turret.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's how they run these things. I mean, fire boats have you know, cranked and mounted these things. Yes, absolutely. Huh. This is something you would run from the side. You'd be hitting them no matter where they are. Ooh. You basically would hit them with two water cannons. Their boat would fill up with water and they'd sink.
How do cruise ships protect themselves from pirate attacks? Ships should have a security plan that anticipates an attack by pirates. Planning and training must be on the basis that an attack will take place and not in the belief that with some luck it will not happen. Officers and crew are often asked to rehearse elements of the plan. Early detection of possible attack is the most effective deterrent. Ships should travel with lights blacked out except for mandatory navigation lights. In addition, turning off the lights... Turning on the ship's lights as attackers approach could alert them that they have been seen and dazzle them and encourage them to desist. The use of long-range acoustic devices, LRADs, is encouraged.
Sweet.
Primarily ships used by warships, they serve as a long-range hailing and warning directed acoustics device designed to communicate with the authority and exceptionally... high intelligibility in a 15 to 30 degree beam. So if anybody doesn't know what an LRAD is, it's like a directed sound beam weapon.
Sound cannon.
Yes, yeah. A sound cannon. It's a very, very loud, very piercing, shrill noise.
It's quite unpleasant and to be the target of that.
It's like a very directed thing. You can't really hear it if you're to the left or to the right of
the
beam.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, actually, I shouldn't say you can't hear it. It's actually, from what I've heard, very, very loud. Crippling.
Since this boat would be populated by libertarians, I don't think it'd be too difficult to find a sniper.
Here's Mark. Here's Mark's recommended. Water pressure of 80 pounds per square inch from a powerful hose can deter attackers. Another tactic, provided that navigational safety allows, masters should consider riding off attackers by heavy wheel movements. The effect of the bow and wave swash may deter would-be attackers. Yeah, it's a cruise ship. A little tiny boat coming up on that thing, you just whoosh.
I just don't know, Mark, if living on the water is really something I'm interested in doing, honestly. And, I mean, I'm open to hearing more about this, but...
Why is living on land so great?
Because you can, like, walk places.
You can walk places on a boat. The cruise ships
around
are
in
very,
a circle.
Very large. They're very large.
Right. I walked in a circle while I was in jail, and maybe it'd be like that. I don't know. I want to hear more about
jail
it over time,
friends,
I guess.
Hot women.
We'll see about that. You got a lot of work to do.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. SIMBI.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sal, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.